Hey guys, this is Drink Till We're Married, and we're back for another episode. Geek Goddess is here.
Hey, Cutie is here.
And we have a very, very special guest today. Our guest, introduce yourself.
I was going to say just Travis, but I feel like I need to come up with a creative.
Let's do it.
How about White Lightning?
I like it. White Lightning.
Racial themed.
Our guest, White Lightning. So, we are drinking on, hey Cutie, what are we drinking on tonight?
Tonight, since we'll tell you the topic shortly, but we're drinking on Bailey's, and it's salted caramel flavored on the rocks.
And so the reason for this Bailey's, we're going to tell you in just a second. Cheers.
Cheers.
Come on, White Lightning, get in there.
Awesome. Cheers. Mm. Before we get into the topic, just want to give a couple shout-outs.
Yes.
First one is to one of our dedicated listeners, Mama T. Thank you for always listening, emailing us, giving us suggestions.
Mama T is like the hardest working fan in the interwebs of podcast land. So love Mama T. We also want to give a shout out to our really, really good friend. We're going to put her name out there.
No. Love Life Law.
Love Life Law. So you guys follow her
on Instagram.
She just passed the bar.
Woo! North Carolina.
Yeah, she just got notification today. And so we are drinking until she comes and fills us out.
Yes, exactly. We know who to call now. Congratulations again.
Yes. So today's topic was submitted by a listener, Izzy from the Bronx.
Yes, had to shout out Izzy from
Boogie
the Bronx.
Do people still say that?
Yes,
okay, cool.
Do.
So the topic for today is, why is interracial dating still taboo? And are Black women to blame?
Ooh. Okay.
So that's why we're drinking Bailey's, because it's a little creamy.
A
swirl.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever your swirl might be. So.
I feel like we should have gotten that little move on the Periscope.
Look.
We're swirl.
Nobody's on this thing yet.
So, let's jump right in. White Lightning, do you think interracial dating is still taboo, and why?
I'm instantly regretting White Lightning. I'd like to just being Travis.
Yeah. After two Baileys, you can call yourself whatever you want.
All right, I'm going to be Travis for now. Maybe we'll go back to White Lightning. So what, is it taboo?
Yeah.
I don't think I think it probably is for people on both, you know, whatever races you're talking about, there's people in both camps that would see it as taboo. But I think it's more of, I would say, it's more of a neutral kind of thing. I mean, we end up with people across all kinds of categories, across education, for example.
Mm.
People with the same education background end up with other people who have similar education. But we wouldn't say that, at least I wouldn't, that it's taboo if you had a high school education and you married someone with a college degree, something like that. I think it's just we end up with people that are in our same circles.
Hmm. So now that you say that, it makes me feel like, and I know all of our listeners are going to hate me. It makes me feel like Black women then are the blame for it being taboo. Because when you say that, if I were a highly educated, let's say I have this awesome pedigree, managing director, whatever, and I started dating a guy who maybe has a GED and he is a barber. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know if that's, you know, whatever. Maybe he just has a trade.
Mm-hmm.
That is still a little taboo. I think people would say, oh, why is she with him? Why is that not going to work? She makes, you know
more
what I mean?
Money,
and so
yeah.
It's like, but you don't typically, do you see a lot of that in other
races
and ethnicities and
I don't know.
Do you?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I'm thinking about a friend now who married up and he is in a trade. So, I mean, he's in a really blue collar kind of job and he actually makes pretty good money. So he doesn't have a college degree. But the girl he ended up with, who he's now married to, comes from a family with, you know,
lots of
money. And so I don't think it was an issue like, you know, she didn't want to be with him, but I think there might have been some of that at the beginning.
Right.
Or at least,
I think it takes getting to know the person Do you know what I mean? If you're willing, because I mean, I'm sure the one, no one could tell her she couldn't be with him. So they either have to get on board or get run over type of situation. I think with, when we talk about interracial dating though, I like how you, you know, use the analogy with either religion or education. I think with race though, I mean, with just the racial issues that we continue to have in 2015, I think for Black women, it's still, I don't even know if it's so much that it's taboo or that we look at it as a problem because, oh, we already have men in jail and men that are homosexual and men, you know, and they're mm-hmm. dating outside their race. Oh my gosh. It's like, but I always say, usually the ones that are, I don't want them anyway. Sure. But I say it all the time because I'll see them. I'm like, please take him out. You know, I don't take him out of the sea.
Pool. Yes. Please catch that fish. Nobody wants him.
But it's terrible. On the flip side, it's like, is it because I think maybe for us as Black women, it's taboo. That's our own internal issue because what, we won't date outside of our race?
I think it's taboo because of history. Mm-hmm. Because, to get like super serious, it's if we were back in, you know, slavery times, you could very well have had children from your white master. Mm-hmm. That's not something desirable, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Like, so to kind of carry that on from generation to generation, knowing a lot of African American women, had mixed babies, but not because they wanted to, but because they were forced. And so then it's like, are you looking at this man like, oh, you just like me because, I don't know, it's a power dynamic, or I don't know. I think it's a little bit of history. Maybe that's the reason why Black women are like, I don't want to go sleep with master. I don't want to have to do that anymore.
I don't know, because that never crossed my mind. I went out on a date with a white guy. He was Italian. I mean, he was absolutely gorgeous. He was so, oh my gosh. But when we went out, and I was younger, I was in my 20s, and I could just see people. I mean, I was living in New York City, so you would think it would not be an issue, but I saw everywhere we went, and I was like, I don't know if it was me or if it was really happening. People were just watching us and glaring at us, and do you know what I mean? Overly, like, concerned with what we were doing.
You think so? So that I've never experienced, mm-hmm. and I've dated outside of my race more than once. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I take that back. I've experienced that, but only when there was an age dynamic going on, where it's like, you know, back in the day, geek guys used to, you know, like a more established gentleman. an older male suitor, I would say that. But then you get those looks, so you're not really sure if it's like, I don't know if they're looking at me because they know I'm 20 years younger than him,
or if it's because
you know, we have different race. I don't know. I don't particularly care. I don't know if it's because he's driving a Rolls Royce. I don't know
why people
are looking at me.
Yeah.
But I look cute today, so let him look. Are you looking at me? Hey.
Right.
You know, that kind of thing. And so, I don't know. Can I call you White Lightning? Because I want to call you White Lightning.
Call me Travis. And we've got some Periscope onlookers. I want to invite them to chat if they have questions or comments. That would be interesting. Let me back up. So I just wanted to throw into the mix that I didn't think it was all taboo, but mm-hmm. I of course agree, you know, we live in racial times. Anything is like colored by race.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of cheated because I knew what the topic was going to be. I was in my car Googling like some interracial dating facts because it was something I've thought about before.
Oh, glad you did that because
it's interesting. So in the last like 50 years since it's been legal to interracial marry, which in and of itself is crazy
right.
to think about.
Wow, yeah. I didn't. Yeah.
That just 50 years ago,
just
it would
50
be illegal.
Years. Mm-hmm.
But I could be messing up these statistics. Do your own research.
we always say that.
But like a true professor. Do your own research.
I'm just making up statistics now. But in 1958, it was something like 4% of Americans thought it was okay to interracially date.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's like 90%. And the numbers of... So Black people have always been more on board than white people have about interracial dating. So Americans will tell you, based on the numbers, that it's not taboo.
Mm-hmm.
But in practice, you know, about... basically we all end up marrying somebody that looks like us. 90% of all marriages are same race, same race. So it's still a minority who's doing this thing, interracial dating anyway.
But wait, we keep saying dating. Dating is fine because it goes back to the statistic. We're dating outside of our race, but when it comes to marriage, we're not so quick to do that.
Yeah.
That's very true. I mean, I know I've probably dated around the gamut, but when I thought about who I want to marry and who I want to procreate with and who I want to, you know, kind of build my legacy with, I think a part of me wanted something or someone who I just felt comfortable with and I didn't have to explain myself and I didn't have to, I don't have to tell you why I'm wearing a bonnet to sleep. You know, I don't have to just say that. Yeah. You might not like it, but you get it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Like there are just
that's
certain,
a whole other conversation.
Yeah, yes. And there are just certain things I think in our culture, it's, you know, me and the boo come from, I think, two really different dynamics, but I can just say something and he gets it. Right. And it's like, hey, do you remember the ML King parade? Well, you know where you're from? I don't care where he's from.
Everyone has
you
fun. Know what I mean?
And so that's just small things like that. It's like, you enjoy that. You don't want to have to deal with, because I've had to answer this question before. What is the big deal with black women getting their hair wet? And so the guy I was dating had a pool and he didn't understand why I don't want to get in the pool every single day.
Okay.
And he's like, I don't understand what's the big deal.
No, you're not going to have my hair fall out.
Yeah, because I'm going to be bald.
Because we can't wash our hair every day.
Wash my hair every single day.
I have eczema. I can't get in the chlorine if I want to because I would break out like crazy, which is disappointing because I love to get in the water.
But functionally, it just doesn't work. Mm-hmm. And having to explain that is just, it's irritating. I guess that's the best way to say it. And so you just want to be comfortable and you just want, you know.
Do you feel like because relationships are complicated enough, it just adds an unnecessary complication?
It does.
Yeah. Well, okay. So, Travis, I won't call you the other name yet until we get a little more saucy.
I'm calling White Lightning all night.
What is your preference when you're dating? Do you have a preference?
No, I mean, I think the canned answer is like you find somebody who you like and it doesn't matter their skin color, but that's not totally. So, I mean, on one level, of course, that's true. I mean, you want somebody who you're compatible with, smart, funny, have a lot in common, all that stuff. But I tend to I've dated more like black, Latino women than I have white, but I've, you know, most recently dated somebody who was white. So,
okay.
I mean, there's a pattern, but not necessarily any kind of exclusive preference.
So what would be the percentage, like from black Latina to white women? Like how many would you say have you, like 80% has been like, you know, other races and 10%, 20%?
Of people that I've dated? Let's see. So I'd probably say, wait, so what's the percentage? Like white and non-white? And we're putting all non-white together?
Yeah.
Unless you want to break it down further.
I don't want to break it down.
Okay. 70-30.
Okay.
Yeah.
From that 70-30, have you noticed any differences in dating styles?
No, which I think.
Really?
Yeah, which I think, which I think kind of shatters the myth that, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I'd have to think about that one. So maybe some more like examples will come to me, some more nuance or something like that. But no, I mean, I think
we're all crazy.
Same crazy. Crosses the gamut, which is, I think, a learning process. I mean, like anything, right? You bump up into new kind of experiences and people that you're not familiar with, and they shatter all kinds of cultural stereotypes, your own expectations, all that stuff.
It goes back to the movie with Shamar Moore. Who was in that movie? What was the name of the Brothers? When
was this like a straight to BET movie?
No, this was like a big movie back in the day. With what was the comedian?
Mm-mm.
And he was dating all these crazy women, and started. He was like, he wasn't dating black women anymore, and was going to just date white women. And she basically called him out on it. Like, oh, you thought you were just going to date me and it wasn't going to, I mean, she gave him hell about when she found out about that situation.
Because that is a stereotype that dating white women, so the stereotype is if you're a black man, you can date a white woman, they are a lot more submissive, they are more understanding and giving and, you know, do some things that maybe black women won't do.
It was The Brothers that came out in 2001, really?
Yeah, no, I didn't see that. I'm
you
sorry.
Need to go watch that on Netflix in How About Chill.
What's it called?
The Brothers.
The Brothers.
Yeah, and it has DL. No! Please, listeners, please. Please tell me. It came out in 2001. It had Morris Chestnut, DL Hughley, Bill Bellamy, and Shamar Moore. That is not a straight to DVD movie.
No, it sounds more like straight to BET, but.
Which you watch on Sunday, so don't
I stop. Do. So I'm surprised I haven't seen it. I might be able to catch it on TV One.
But there was this, DL Hughley. No, it wasn't DL. It was the comedian. Gosh, what's his name?
DL Hughley is a comedian. Bill Bellamy.
Who dated the white, like, dated all these black women, but really dogged them out. So, dude, you weren't really, it was you. Get your life together. But it was like, no, we're not dating black women anymore. I'm going to date this white woman. And he put her in a situation where I think the black woman that he used to date, they were in a restaurant. She said something about him being with the white woman. And the white woman was like, what? Like, popped off, like, excuse, you know? And he was like, I can't believe you acted like this. Yeah. She was like, what? You thought you would
be super pretty and not say anything. And
So.
So, what is it? What draws you to interracial dating? Is it just your environment? Like, I always wonder. So, listeners, I know White Lightning personally. Like, this is my boy, right? And so, I always wonder, how do you feel when you're, like, in the middle of the club? Because, listeners, please know, he goes hard in the club. He loves a good urban scene. But I always wonder, yeah, VIP member at like 935. I'm just joking.
Stop. I'm just joking. You made it out alive.
You're right.
They shut down 935.
Yes, they did. They did.
But like, I wonder, is it like, do you ever feel nervous? Like, is this girl going to talk to me?
How is your approach?
Are women all over like you because you're the only different? Yeah. But I always wonder, like,
all time. She does it to me.
Are women all over you because you're different from everybody else in the club? Just visually, right? You're different. You stand out. So are women like, oh, I wonder who he is. I wonder what he does and that kind of thing. Or do you like struggle to get a number?
I mean, I don't have the answer to those questions. Why or if like women would be if they were interested in me. But of course, if you're like an all white person in a predominantly black spot, you're going to stand out. So that's just kind of a given.
But do you get the numbers? So, you get like...
No, nah, I mean, you know. I mean,
I've seen you get the number, so don't
get flashing. Look at Periscope. Is he flashing?
Periscope cut off. I don't know what's going on, but we started over. I can't figure this out. I want people to chat. Oh, hey, Jade. Jade, do you mind chatting if you can hear me? And if this even works, I might have messed up some settings. But anyway, so what was the... Because you asked me like three questions.
Okay.
Can I just like have a choice to pick one?
One. Okay. I guess I want to know your going out experience when you are you dating outside of your race because of your environment? Because again, you and I are friends. And so I think you have a lot of friends that are black and Latina. So is that just, are you dating women outside of your race because that's who you're around?
Yeah. Good question. So I get that question all the time, especially when I first started kind of dating outside my race, that was almost question number one, especially on like a first date, something like that. Which I never have a good answer for me. And I don't know if I still do. And so I don't know, part of my like just stance on interracial dating is you could imagine some alternate world where this is like silly that we're even having a podcast about
exactly.
it. It's like such a non-factor. On the other hand, of course, I get that it is a factor and it matters, but that's the tension I always carry. It's almost like, because we all know, I mean, race is a social construct. It doesn't really exist. It defines
it
so little
at
of
all.
Who we are. But then on the other hand, it totally defines kind of our world. Anyway, I don't want to go down that rabbit hole. So I'm realizing though that my answer to why that's been the pattern, why that like 70-30 exists, is one, just because your social networks, like because I'm open to having friends and bosses and jobs and networks and all that of people that look different than me, it automatically opens up the possibility that I might date people that look different than me. other than my other friends who date exclusively in the race, there's also patterns there too. They just generally probably don't have a lot of other friends outside their
That's
race.
True.
Or a lot of other, you know, mentors, which I've had in my life that have been, you know, different ways. So part of it's social network. And then this is kind of my latest, I've done a lot of reflecting about this, obviously. But
before, because you were coming on, or
oh no, just
in
life. Yeah, okay, so a little background. I taught sociology for years in the community college. So we always talked about race. So it's been something that's been on my mind for, you know, quite some time. But anyway, I would say one reason that's been like on my mind lately, being kind of social justice oriented and thinking about the impact of race, like in culture at large. If I date black women, of course, everybody can hold biases and prejudices, but there's a pattern there too, where a lot of the black women I've dated don't hold the same kinds of bias, prejudice, worldviews on many of the white women that I've dated, just about all kinds of things, pop culture, stuff that happens in the media, social justice things, because of their perspective on the world, you know? And so that's pretty huge to me. I mean, I ultimately want to end up with somebody who sees the world in the same kind of way that I do. And not that your race determines that by any means, but there are different kinds of conversations, if that makes sense.
It does make sense. I mean, because I know you like a smart woman, just because I know you personally, especially from the last party we were at. He was not amused by these women that he was talking to. I guess they weren't intelligent enough for him. Like, and you could just see it all over his face. You could see it all over his face.
That's not true.
He was having pity conversation.
Such a hate pity conversation. I hate it.
It's hard when you're not being stimulated. But so outside of the intellectual aspect, let's talk about the physical.
Yes.
Do you feel like you are just physically attracted to a certain type of woman? And is that woman a ethnic woman?
I mean, I think my answer is the same as before. I'm attracted to like women across the board.
You're not going to get away with that. I need to know. Like,
but
physically.
Are you like a breast man or a thigh man or an ass man? Like, what attracts you to a woman physically?
I mean, yes.
All the above.
I mean, all that. I don't know if there's been a like a physical type. I think that's been really pretty varied.
Who's your celebrity crush?
Good question.
Well, I'm trying to like get that wrapped up for Serena. You know, my boo's playing a seven.
That's
It's been a little tainted now that like those pictures surfaced of her and Drake.
How do you feel about that? Are you slightly hurt about that?
I think I was in a weird way. I mean, I like Drake, but like I feel like he ruined it for me.
Stole your girl?
Yeah, I just, like, was hoping that the,
this is the second go around, so you never know. He probably won't last long anyway. So don't give up.
There's still hope
Keep
for
hope
you.
Alive. Yes.
You probably should be at her
she
match
would
and
be,
not here.
If I if like this Periscope gets more than four people on it and I get famous one day, Serena be one of them. I'm like going after the like celebrity party.
I like that.
Yeah, me too.
So you're being hey cutie, you're interracial.
Let's get
dating.
Me off the hot spot. Does now it, you're on it.
Well, no, I just want to know if it just is it just the one guy that you mentioned earlier?
Yeah, I haven't even dated. Oh, actually, I went on a date with a Dominican guy before.
Hola.
I guess.
Do you feel like your network is limited and that's why?
I don't think so. I think it's just, for me, preference.
Now, do you feel like you're not attracted to?
No.
So
if a man is attractive, he's attractive.
Out for...
I would say, okay, I have no problem dating outside of my race, but when I marry, I probably wouldn't marry outside my race.
That is so interesting. And I would love to be like, no, girl, you should just, you know, go out and marry whoever. But, you know, I realize that's probably me too.
But I think it's because, like you said, as black women, we have a lot of stuff with us.
Mm-hmm.
And to get someone that truly understands that, I mean, even black men don't truly understand. I mean, gosh, don't hate me for saying this, but they don't truly understand us either because of some of the conversations we have and just some of the issues that should be non-issues. But I think it's just, like you said earlier, easier, you know, what you're willing to not deal with, but it is. Because, I mean, yes, inside our home, we can be great. But another movie. Yes, me and my movies.
I love it.
The one with Bernie, if I could only remember the names of them. Bernie Mac. It was like a remake of an old movie, Look Who's Coming to Dinner.
Yeah.
With Ashton Kutcher. Mm-hmm. And then Zoe Saldana. His boss, Ashton Kutcher, basically fired him because he was going to propose to this black woman.
I can believe that.
Yeah. But those are the things that, and then he didn't tell her. So it's, again, back to communication. But those types of things that you truly have to deal with in this world. And it's sad. But again, yeah, we can be all on the same page in our home. But once we step out that door, yeah, then what?
That's crazy. I think I just saw on Twitter there was some kind of, I think it was a college professor got fired and he's taking the school to court because he was saying it was because he was going to marry a black woman or something.
Wow.
Like that.
Yeah.
I can believe that. But it's unfortunate because, yes, you know, Travis, like, I know it's not you, but it's white people, though. Like, I don't know. Like, I will, like, never understand that. As a black woman, if I had 4 or 5 reports under me, I wouldn't care who they were. Your husband's Asian? That's awesome.
I come to work.
Great.
I'm not in your personal business. I don't even understand how that impacts business.
I don't care.
Yeah.
And I don't understand why white people care so much.
In the environment, like, I know corporate America, I don't know what these people look like. So we'll have an exercise at work trying to figure out who our people of color are. And you ask a manager, they don't know because they've never even met the person face to face.
Face to face, yeah.
So why... Yeah, I don't
well,
know.
But it's a little different, hey, cutie, because you work for a global mm-hmm. company. I mean, you work for one of the biggest companies, like, you know, so for race to be a factor, it would be ridiculous, even though, you know, you guys are based here.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, how can you say, oh, no, you can't marry outside of your race? So what does that mean? If I were Southeast Asian, am I not allowed to marry a German?
Right.
Where does that go?
Right.
Where do you got to draw the line?
Yes.
Like, so, but it's just, I don't know. I think it's just no shade to you because you know I love you, but like, I don't know what is the deal with white American people. Like, I don't know what the deal is.
I like try to dodge out of the way.
Not me, that way.
Do you ever tell people like you're mixed with something else? Just to like,
I used to say I was like mixed with Italian because I love Italian food so much. That was like, I love Italian food so much.
But that's, you know, that's a problem with African American people. Unfortunately, we're not always proud of our race. And mm-hmm. it's always, oh no, I'm part Indian.
No, it wasn't because my hair reflected or anything
right.
crazy
it's always
like that.
Something
clearly,
like you can't just be African American.
Yeah.
So the audio listeners can't see right now, but my Periscope friends can see I'm like the whitest white dude ever.
You
so
are.
Like,
you look a little like sunburned too.
Like,
I think he's blushing.
Mixed
but...
with Russian and German. Or something. Pick two of the whitest groups of people around, and I might be mixed with them. So no, I can't get away with that. Like,
that you're mixed,
ethnic,
yeah.
So let me ask you this: in your, because you have dated black women, African American women before. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Have you dated an African American woman that wore weave? Oh yes,
back in the hot seat.
Yeah.
When do you think it is an appropriate time for a woman to tell you that her hair
or
is
Or do they
weave?
Have to tell you? I mean, because if it looks that good and you can't tell.
Right. Yeah.
Did you
know?
I'll say that. Did you know?
Nah, sometimes I still don't know if I know. And I thought I was like alone on that. I mean, I wouldn't admit that in like a lot of circles. And then a lot of my boys who are black, you know, we've had like conversations behind whatever closed doors, like amongst ourselves. And like, they're like, I don't know. You know, are you being in the club or out or something like that? And it might come up. So that made me feel a little bit better that it wasn't just me. I thought it was like an insider, like everybody knew. And like, even
like all black people know, you just know.
Yeah.
They don't know.
If you have a good
weave. I learned that along the way.
I don't understand why men have an issue with weave. I think it's if it's a
bad weave. They wanted to touch your hair.
But like, guys don't touch your hair. I haven't had a guy run his hand. And I mean, I will leave the bonnet off if I know what's about to go down. I'm not that girl that, no, don't touch my hair. Whatever. But you don't touch my hair, so I don't see what the problem is.
Yeah, but that's how I was thinking of it. Are they not touching it? Because
I can run my fingers through. You can still run your fingers through it. Run your fingers through my hair.
Ooh, Periscopes, are you guys getting that? Like, please. Like, it's a lot of action going on right now.
I mean, it feels like hair, right?
Because it kind of is.
So that's not an issue for you dating?
Nah, especially if I don't know, right? I mean, but even if I do.
But what if you do know?
No.
Like, what if you meet a girl online, right? And she, you know, she's attractive to you. And maybe, I don't know, she has some long kind of flowy stuff going on or whatever. And you guys date for a couple of months. And then she takes her weave out. And maybe her hair is like, I don't know. Maybe about that long.
Like 2 inches,
people. Yeah, two inches. So maybe she's giving you like a slight fro. But it makes her look a little different. I mean, she doesn't look completely different because she's still the same girl.
Right, face hasn't changed.
But when I wear different hair, I look a little different, right?
Yeah.
And you're like, I don't really like that as much. Then how do you feel?
I mean, I don't want to sound like idealistic because we're on a podcast. People are going to be listening to this or whatever. But really, honestly, it's like almost a non... I mean, I know about the debates of like natural hair and there's all this kind of like people's taking strong sides on it. I mean, it's just something I haven't thought a lot about. I mean, it's kind of...
Everyone wears hair. The black men look at black women like we're the only ones that wear weave, wigs, clip-ins. But no, we're not. I mean, they would be so surprised at how many white women, Spanish women wear clip-in and weaves. I mean...
Yeah, absolutely. But we, I mean, of course, we get the bad rep for everything. We get, you know, the brunt of everything. Yeah. It's always black women.
From the black men, though. It comes from the black men, though,
of
in my opinion.
Of course it does. Who else is it going to come from? White men don't care.
Right.
We hear White Lightning saying he doesn't care.
Right.
I could have a 30-inch weave or I can have a 2-inch afro.
Yeah. But then another question. I mean, we're almost, you know, out of time, but not to spark a whole new conversation, but so black women feel a certain way when black men date outside of their race. I wonder if black men feel some kind of way when we do. Because
Eve, for example,
Eve got eaten alive when she came out dating Maximilian, was that guy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yes, she's a rapper, but she can't fall in love with someone. I mean, you dudes weren't doing her right. I don't understand what the problem is.
I think it's an ego thing. Mm-hmm. It's almost like black women are supposed to be the prized possession of black men, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. But it's not like they don't want you, but they don't want anybody else to have you.
Yeah. Do you feel like that if you see a white woman with a black guy?
No, not at all. I don't think that's the same
thing. I don't care.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, one of the problematic things about, like, and this spills over into online dating, I mean, part of, like, white privilege, too, is never having to, like, think about some of those mm-hmm. kinds of questions. You know what I mean? Like, I respect those. I mean, I've dated black women who were honest about, like, exploring in the dating world, but also, like, saying, I really want to end up with a black man. Like, I totally respect and get all that about, you know, being conscious about the community and all those kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I don't think white people are thinking about any of those kinds of...
It's because I think white people don't feel like there are limited resources in the dating pool.
Yeah.
But black women feel that way. Like,
well, that's what I mean about the privilege is like, you know, I'm supportive of interracial dating. I think it's, you know, great, whatever. If that's your thing, if it's not, that's cool too. That's kind of my position on it or non-position on it. But that's also part of white privilege is like being able to actually have like options
about the world
and never be able to think about could I not, you know, date here or there.
Right.
So
okay, I know we're like close to being out of time, but I have two more questions for you. Just two. One, do you feel like when you are dating outside of your race that women automatically assume that you have more than you really do just because you are white? Like, do you get put on this pedestal?
I don't think so. Just because I hang out in like pretty low key kind of spots and I'm not like you said, up in VIP, popping bottle. Right. You know, I got no real fashion sense. You can kind of look at me. None. So.
Listener, I have tried to work with him for years. It's a lost cause.
I must say, when I first met Travis, he was riding a bike in Uptown. So
the most whitest thing he could be doing in Charlotte, North Carolina.
On a Saturday afternoon.
On a Saturday afternoon.
And when so Keisha told me.
So you're not going to see me on my bike. That's my sugar daddy.
No, but you're uptown, though. So when
but you're uptown. Oh, yeah, you must live up here.
Condo paying $4,000 a month. Yeah. Because you already look like a low key like Tim Ferriss 4-hour work week dude. Like,
you trying to clown me?
No, for real. Like, you got a little office at Packard Place, and you got a startup, and you just got like $2 billion in funding. Yes. Yeah.
I don't ever pick up on that. I mean, who knows? Again, but okay. I mean, it might play into it. But I feel like you pick up on clues real quick. Like, I don't think I give off rich guy vibe. You know.
Okay.
You might be a lockdown to some chicks along the way, but
but it's their loss. So who cares?
When they get that Groupon date.
Hey, I'm all about the Groupon date. Are you kidding me?
I'm a witness to it. He's serious. He's serious about the Groupon date. When I met Travis, he couldn't even cook. I don't even know if you can cook now, but like you had never used your stove.
But that might be another. Yeah.
Yeah, that's another podcast. So, second question is almost in relation to that. Why are you drinking until you're married? Why are you single?
Oh, we got to do a whole new podcast. We're wrapping up. That's the question you want to ask.
I love it, though.
Because we're married.
I'm single like the millions of other people are single. There's no one reason, and everybody puts single people into a category. You can have all kinds of reasons. You're focused on your career. You know, I think relationships are just one part of my life, and they're a smaller part. And I think for a lot of people, they're bigger parts, and that's fine. But for me, it's just a smaller part. So if it happens, or when it happens, if it happens, all that are just not things that keep me up a lot at night. For other people, I know it's different. For some of my boys, some of my homegirls, that kind of thing. But I've just always been that way. I don't know. That's my short answer.
Yeah.
No, I think that's a true answer.
We will definitely invite you back.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I think I'm like that, too. I'm like, I don't know. I say I'm like that, but then I do wish, oh, I had this person I could just hang out and kind of Netflix and chill with. No,
please.
Minus the baby, because I'm not ready for that.
I don't know what
all.
That is.
But
next thing I know is his such and such is in my mouth.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I can't.
We won't edit that out.
Right. No, really won't. No. But no, really. Like, there are times where you just want to chill, and when you're single, like really, really single, like phone is dry, like me. Right now?
Yeah, when your phone is dry, that's a hard space to be
in. That's a hard space to be in. Because at least, you know, when it's like, oh, let me call homeboy real quick. He want to chill, hang out. But I'm like, but yeah. Oh, well. So I'm drinking and drinking.
I'm drinking and with you. You can always come drink with me. Look, at some point, so for me, it was like, no, I don't want to drink anymore. I don't want to just be single. So I'm going to actively start looking for a partner. And then I found him. And it's like, oh, okay. I like him. I'm going to keep him around, you know. But it became a bigger part of my life than everything else.
And we talked about that last week, right?
Companionship was extremely important to me. I mean, it still is. So it was like, well, let me focus a lot of my time and energy and efforts and resources towards finding this partner, because I know that's what I want right now. And when it's time for me to build my career, I'll put some energy towards that. And, you know.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. This was awesome. White lightning.
You
have to come back.
You have to come back. Definitely.
You can't wear that shirt, though.
I wish I could get some feedback on the Periscope. It's a picnic table themed. Still warm outside.
It is.
Picnic table themed.
Glad I was trying to give off the rich Tim Ferriss vibe. I feel like he'd wear a picnic table themed shirt.
He probably would. Yeah. That he would swear he didn't pay for, and somebody gave it to him, and that's how he's super rich and everything's awesome. And
Where is cool. What's your podcast thingy? I want to follow you.
With me?
Yes.
Oh, you can follow me on Twitter. I am T Jones. I think that's how you find me on Periscope, but you know.
I think
just
so.
Figuring out.
Do you have a picture up there of yourself?
Yeah.
I am T Jones at Twitter. Twitter says Lawrence of Suburbia.
That's your handle.
I'm sorry.
Get it together.
It's the Baileys.
It's the Baileys. Wait, I can't find you. All right, so thanks everyone for listening. We will be on Periscope. I know this is not a live recording, but you can definitely go back and view it on Wednesday once we post this. Right?
Absolutely. And send us your questions. Remember, we have a new website, so check us out, drinktillweremarried.com. Also, we are now on iTunes, so subscribe to us on iTunes. Look us up, Drink Till We're Married or DTWM Podcast. And we would just love to hear your questions. So thanks again to Izzy from the Bronx.
From the Bronx, sending in Izzy,
this awesome question. And if you guys have suggestions for guests as well, let us know. The more the merrier. You know, we want to give you guys what you want.
Oh, yeah. And don't forget, did you say we're on iTunes?
Yes.
Okay, my bad.
We're on iTunes. We're looking for that because we're on iTunes.
Yes.
We're on iTunes. There's nothing better than like popping up your iTunes and seeing yourself.
I know.
And then, Mom, I made it!
I straight did take a screenshot. I did.
I was like, oh, is that me? So thank you guys for listening.
Thank you.
This was Drink Till We're Married.
Have a good night.